When kids start hanging out with the wrong crowd and failing high school, it can feel like it gets harder and harder to turn it around. But in Baltimore, a program aimed at just these kids, the ones who are struggling, is hoping to prove that a real investment in them can really pay off. Gabriella Emanuel of the NPR Ed team tells us how.
Just a block from the city's harbor, there's a diner with low ceilings and beige bar stools.
I'm going to have a breakfast bowl, sausage and bacon, and tater tots.
Every Sunday, four guys gather here. Two are midway through their PhDs, Eric Schaffhauser and Jordan Wagner. One, Chris Regan, in a plaid shirt, sells golf equipment. And the other, Jabri Christian, is a recent high school graduate from West Baltimore. His arms are covered in tattoos, most commemorating someone he's lost. These four are part of an effort to change the social fabric of Baltimore, building connections between different sides of town. But they never talk about that mission. Instead, they laugh pretty much the entire meal.
Is that mushrooms?
You are killing animals, man.
I'm not killing no animals. Somebody else killed it. They just made this for me.
And they reminisce about recent memories, a plan to get rich by investing in toilet paper, and a college visit to Ohio State.
I drove, and Jabri slept the entire way.
They came and got me at 5 o'clock in the morning. Broke my whole blanket outside.
There was a time when the idea of Jabri going to college was nowhere in the picture. When he was young, things were hard. Tough neighborhood, gun violence, a baby sister who died.
It was a struggle. It felt as though I had to mature real fast.
Jabri bounced around from house to house, adult to adult.
At 13, I knew how to do everything there is possible to do. Cook, clean, you know, making my bed up, going to school on time. You know, I had a perfect attendance rate all through middle school.
Then in high school, he hit a rough patch.
I started hanging with the cool kids.
School was the first casualty.
I had a 1.6 GPA my first quarter.
But that low GPA qualified him for a program called THREAD. They take high school freshmen who have minimal stability at home and are struggling at school. The average GPA, 0.15. What THREAD does is surround those kids with five volunteers.
The five volunteers do anything you would do for your own child.
Sarah Heminger is the founder of THREAD.
So pack their lunch, give them a ride to school, help them find a summer job.
And Heminger says, just like a parent or aunt or uncle, it's for the long haul. Each kid gets support every day for 10 years. Since 2004, THREAD has worked with hundreds of students. 92% of them graduate high school, and 8 out of 10 complete some form of higher education. But Heminger says that's not actually the goal. Instead, her goals for THREAD students are the same as her goals for her own daughter, 2-year-old Evie.
What I really want is her to, like, figure out what she's great at in life, and I want her to have purpose.
But finding purpose is not always easy.
Every single student I can think of has at some point said they're dropping out of THREAD.
Jabri remembers that phase. He'd signed up because there was free food at the meetings. But then Eric Schaffhauser, a volunteer, started showing up at Jabri's house.
I'm looking like, who is this man? I was so nice. Hey, man, come outside. Come outside? Oh, no.
He would throw earphones in his ears, and then he wouldn't talk to us.
Soon, Eric, Jabri, and the other volunteers discovered something.
We all shared a common goal. We love Chipotle.
We've done 12-page research papers in Chipotle. We've applied to college from Chipotle.
When the Baltimore riots happened, less than a block from Jabri's house, they discussed it at Chipotle. And there were field trips, visiting colleges, hanging out with Jabri's family, or getting Jabri a social security card and a bank account. Now, Eric says, Jabri is taking the lead on setting up times to meet and goals to accomplish.
We're sort of transitioning to a period where he's solving his own problems, which is good.
Good for Jabri. But it's more than that. These four men see each other almost every day, and it feels like family. Jabri Christian says it will stay like that, even when he heads to college in the fall. Gabriella Emanuel, NPR News.